This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by SiteGround.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My special guest today is Ms. Sherry Rohde. Say hi to everybody, Sherry.
Hey, everybody.
We'd like to thank you for taking some time to join us here today. Also, I'd like to thank our sponsor, SiteGround. We'll be talking about them a little more, a little farther down the show. Sherry, you're a community manager for the Magento community, and this is a role I've played off and on in my career, although I've always steered clear of the title community manager, because in PHP, when I was first time I was at Zen, we didn't want to seem like we were trying to control the community. So I was the community relations person, that kind of thing. But talk to us a little bit. First of all, how did you get started with Magento? What's your hero backstory there?
Sure. So actually, I used to be a web developer in a former life, and my first gig out of college actually was setting up an e-commerce store for a screen printing company that I was working at. And that was actually fall of 2007, so it was probably about a week or two after Magento went public beta. And it was funny because actually I was originally looking at OS Commerce. We were a small business, so we had zero budget, as most small businesses do. And OS Commerce was just so difficult to hack together at the time that someone else had posted on the OS Commerce forums about this new kid on the block, Magento. So I actually went and found it from there. It was not actually production ready yet, but it was so far ahead of our other options that I convinced my boss that it was best to just optimize it and make sure we could use it and then wait until it went stable to really launch. So that's really how I ended up in the Magento world.
Very cool. Now, I mean no offense, because I'm an old PHP guy, and anything I say is going to give people offense. But I remember when Magento 1 came out, because back then the company was named Varian. And I had done some work with them, some design work with them. They had they actually designed the original layout for DevZone when I was running that. And a lot of us did not consider Magento 1 to be production ready. It was, when you start diving into it, it's like, there's a lot of cringe stuff in there. Of course, you look at any of my code, you go and you curl up in a fetal position. So, that's not unusual. But I do remember when Magento 1 came out, and I looked at it and I said, that's cool, but, it's not OS Commerce, so why bother? Because that was, at the time, that was the leader. My, how times have changed since then. But so you've been involved with this for a long time. You started doing, you started as a developer. How did you transition into managing the community?
Also through the Magento world, actually. So probably 2011-ish, 2010, 2011, Magento had a community manager named Rhonda. And that was at the time that I was a forum moderator on the Magento forums. And she actually saw the potential for a community in me and reached out and really like mentored me into that career field. Because prior to that, I didn't even know that that was a thing. I had no idea that you could get paid to really like be friends with developers and connect them with each other and with resources and just help them really succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful life until you start doing it. So I was back in 2006, 2007, I was doing developer relations, and as far as I knew, it was me and Jay Pipes over at MySQL, and those are the only ones of us that were actually getting paid to do this, and we didn't even have a name for it. We were just kind of the community guys. So I remember sitting on a panel discussion with him, and we had a hard time just defining any of that. So do you find you like community working with community better than just heads-down coding?
I do, actually. I'm a pretty social person, which is not really a surprise to anyone who's spent a lot of time with me. And so for me, being able to really spend that time with developers all over the world is just really, it's really rewarding, because if I'm doing my job right, then I'm helping developers succeed at their job. And that's what's really exciting to me at the end of the day.
Yeah. And y'all have got a thriving community. I remember, I knew of Magento, but you know, I just kind of kept it in the back of my mind. And I looked up one day, and all of a sudden, there's this growing community, and there's this guy named Ben Marks that every time I turn around, he's there. You know, and I'm like, okay, something's happening over there. And that was probably 2013, 2014, I started noticing. I was like, hey, there's something going on here, and it's been fun to watch from the outside. I don't consider myself part of the Magento community. I help Phil with Nomad Mage, but that's about my sole interaction with it. But it looks like a fantastic community. You know, the people that I meet in it constantly are just so nice, and that really is what makes the community, is the people. So if there's people out there that are looking to get into developer relations, what advice would you give them, other than don't do it, run away?
My advice would be to find others who are doing it and reach out to them and have conversations with them about what they do and what they enjoy about it, what they don't enjoy about it. When I first started digging into this world, that's more or less what I did, is I researched everything that I possibly could about it, like I do with anything new that I start. And I actually ended up finding this hangout that took place every week called CNGR Hangout. And I started participating in that shyly at first, and then I got a little bit more involved, and now I actually produce CMJR Hangout along with one of my friends, Brew. So that was really probably one of the best education sources for me, was just like diving in and talking about community topics with other people who were doing community as well, day after day, week after week. And just being able to have those conversations about things that would come up, and there were terms that now I know very well that then I was just like, oh yeah, I totally know what you're talking about. No, not really. Not at all. the best way to do it is, the best way to learn it is just to do it. And sometimes that means from a volunteer standpoint first, but that's the best way to get into it, really.
That's actually very good advice. That's how I got into it with Zend. I was a volunteer first, and then they decided to hire me, and I just, you know, giggled maniacally and said, fools, but they did it anyhow. before we go on to our next topic, let me say a little bit about our sponsor, SiteGround. You know, every website needs hosting, but not all hosts are the same. Now, if you're looking for a solid and secure host for your website, your web application, yes, your Magento site, or any type of website, check out SiteGround. They're rock-solid technical people. They're easy people to work with when it comes to support, and that's very important. But most importantly, they're fun people to work with. I mean, if you run into them at a WordCamp or at a PHP conference, stop by their booth and talk to them. You'll see. They're great people. It's been my pleasure to actually get to know some of these people over the past 2 years, and I just really enjoy working with them. Now, when you're ready to select a host for your next web app, check them out. Now, you can find more information about them at siteground.com, and make sure you tell them Cal sent you. Okay. By the way, I've only got one more question. We have a few people in the audience. If y'all have any questions, go ahead and just type them into the question box. I've got it open, and I will ask them as we get to them. So the big conference for Magento is coming up for 2017, Imagine. And I love the name, because I've been doing PHP conferences for 10 years now, and it is hard for me to imagine a conference the size of Magento's Imagine. I mean, there's 5,000, 6,000 people there?
3,000.
3,000. Okay.
It still feels like it's 5,000 or 6,000.
It's huge, and y'all take over the Wynn Resort there in Vegas, and it is awesome. Tell me some of your favorite moments about it, and then tell me, you know, why developers or anybody using Magento, tell them what they get out of attending Imagine.
Sure. So Imagine has always been really special for me. It's actually the first time that I met anyone in the Magento community offline. The first Imagine was in 2011, and that's actually where I met Ben Marks as well as Rhonda, who originally mentored me into the community. But it's just really great to have so many international voices come together for those days. It's funny because we actually plan about 3 days of conference, but the conference ends up lasting almost a week because the community organizes so many events the weekend before coming in.
Wow.
So, yeah, like our community organizes a hackathon Saturday and Sunday, a race on Sunday, which originally they just joined whatever, like 5K or 10K was in town, but now they organize their own. Which is pretty fantastic. And then we also have a pre-event that's just like a happy hour that the community organizes and finds sponsors for as well, called Pre-Imagine. So there's just so many community-related events so that by the time the conference actually starts, if you didn't know anyone already, you definitely know someone by then, which is excellent. Really, really, really helpful since we always have so many new faces.
Now, the race, I saw somebody tweeting out, I guess it was today or yesterday, about a run to the Las Vegas sign. I guess that's the race that y'all are talking about?
No, that's so Brent Peterson, who organizes the Big Dam Run, as he calls it, because it's from the Hoover Dam. So that's where that name comes from. But he also just runs all the time. Him and his wife are always running. He's notorious in our community for his running selfies, actually. But so he's organizing the race on Sunday morning, but he'll be running probably every morning. I wish that I had the endurance to run that much during a conference, but I'm lucky if I can get up in the morning at a conference.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, we've got one of those in the PHP community, Adam Culp, down here in Florida, and he keeps threatening to organize a run at ZenCon, and I told him, you know, I'd go grab a golf cart and ride along beside them with my coffee, but that's about all I was going to do. Yeah, y'all keep going there.
But, good job, Ben.
That sounds like fun. And then for 3 days, you do actually have sessions on everything from development to deployment. You know, what's the? Is it for everybody? Is it just developers? What?
It's for everybody. So we have our general sessions, which Serena Williams is actually our keynote speaker this year. So that's pretty exciting, kind of a big deal. And then we have breakout sessions that one track is technology focused and the other one is business focused. So no matter what you're there for, there's something there for you. And then in addition to that, at the end of the conference, we have what we're calling Developer Exchange this year, or Dev Exchange, and that's a little bit more unconference style. So we had everyone submit topics online over the past couple of weeks and vote on which ones they wanted to talk about. And then we've selected those from the winning votes. And basically, it'll just be roundtables for discussion at DevExchange, as well as like ping pong and Magento. You will be there collecting certification questions for Magento too, and DevDocs will be there collecting use cases. But it's just a really chill time to decompress for the developers and talk about things that they maybe didn't get to talk about during the week. That they still want to discuss. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know who the keynote was this year, but I remember last year, I think y'all had Michael Jordan.
Magic Johnson.
Johnson, okay. Because I remember a basketball player, but I remember thinking, you know, I'm fairly well known in the PHP community, and I do keynotes and get lots of applause for that. I ought to apply for Imagine, and I can grace them with my presence. And then I saw who you had, and I just crawled back down in my hole. I was like, no, yeah, not my class. But
we would love to have you at Imagine, though.
I was hoping to attend this year, but we just we've had some things come up. We're trying to move into a house, and so the lovely and talented Kathy is basically clamped down on almost all of my travel right now. I have one trip coming up, and that's about it. Hey, Andrew, I got a question from the audience. Andrew, who's one of our Nomad PHP regulars. Andrew asks, what do you feel is your greatest Magento community moment or story?
That's a hard one. I need prep for this question. You know, for me, it's been, so last year, we started the first year of Magento Masters, which I spent the previous year creating, and to be able to hear the stories that came out of that, especially, so Anna was actually our only female in the program last year, and she had so many women come up to her throughout the last year and really look up to her as a role model and start getting more involved in the community on a contribution level and a speaking level and things like that because of the example they saw in her. We also had people in the program tell me that like they were able to sign like huge enterprise deals or things of that nature because they were recognized as being part of this program. So for me, it was really... it was really great to know that this program was able to add so much value for people in addition to recognizing and rewarding them for what they'd already done in the community.
Very cool. Yeah, I listened to Mage Talk, and I heard Phil and Kaylin. By the way, Kaylin's on here, and he asked the question, Sherry! I really don't think he understands how this works, but hi, Kaylin. But I heard them do the rundown of the Magento Masters, and it intrigued me because we don't have anything like that in PHP. But Magento owns the product, and so the company can do stuff like that. Since in PHP we don't have anyone that actually owns the product, it's a bit of a weird relationship between Zend or RogueWave now and the community. You know, we don't want to step too heavily. So, but I've always thought about doing something like that. And back in now that I remember, back in 2010, PHP Architect used to give away awards like that, but that kind of fell by the wayside, and I don't think they do that anymore. Anyhow, well, Imagine sounds fascinating. I know, speaking since Kaylin's here, if you listen to more than 5 minutes of any recent episode of Mage Talk, you understand that they're going to be there broadcasting live, and that is such a cool idea. I wish ZenCon would have a booth set up so that, because we've got several great podcasts in the community, I wish we would set up something like that. Whoever thought of that or put that together, kudos to y'all for that. So. But that's all I had to ask you. And the peanut gallery. No, Kaylin says he does not understand how this works. Definitely. So
we love him anyway. It's okay.
Hey, before I let you go, same two questions I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
So we actually do have a Los Angeles Magento user group that meets usually at our Culver City office, actually. But you can find any of the Magento meetups at meetup.com/pro/Magento. So we have a parent account there so that everyone can link them in.
Very cool. Oh, so you're in L.A. Okay, because when you schedule this, I'm like, who picks 6 p.m. on a Friday for this, you know?
Usually, I was a little surprised that you had it available, I'm not going to lie.
Well, actually, it's not anymore. I kind of adjusted it after this. But I used to tell Zen that, because they were they're in San Jose, and I used to tell them, I said, any meeting after 3 p.m. on a Friday, and I cannot guarantee sobriety. So, you know. But you're lucky I haven't. You know, it's St. Patrick's Day. We're fixing to head downtown, but not yet. Well,
sobriety
is
not required. It's fine. We have open bars at all of our events.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the PHP community sees open bar as a challenge more than anything else. So. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant. I want to thank our sponsor, SiteGround, once again for sponsoring and for making this podcast possible. And thank you for building a community, because I've been doing this for quite some time. I know that it is not that easy, and a lot of times it's a thankless job, especially when you're just getting started. You know, people don't notice you or people don't say thank you. So let me make sure somebody has said thank you recently. Thank you for all that you're doing for the Magento community.
Thanks for having me. It was really great talking.
Thanks. That's it for this episode of Voices of the Elephant. We'll see you right here next week.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.